So last week we discussed, if you like, the foundations and the principles of the Mitzvah of Kiddush, the principles. We didn't really discuss any of the details. And what I want to do this evening is look at four or five of the details. Of course, it's not going to be exhaustive, but hopefully we'll cover some of the important principles. So we established last week that we learned out from the pasuk of Zachor et Yomashav and the Kaddushah, Zochrei al Hayayim, that Kiddush is made over wine. So there's a discussion about what type of wine is acceptable for Kiddush. This is a Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Tzadik Zayin. So the Gemara says as follows. We won't go through all of the Gemara here, but the top of the tail at least. Amar Zutra Batuvi Amarav, Einon in Kiddush Hayom, El Al Hayayin, Harauin in Ashech Al Gabei Hamizbech. So that if one is making Kiddush, or when one's making Kiddush, it needs to be not only on something that you can say a Borei Pri Hagafen over, not something which necessarily has the din of Yayin in terms of Birchot HaNe'anin, but it needs to have the din of Yayin in terms of the Mizbeach as well. So, Lemotimai, so we want to know what would be excluded from this. So if you were to suggest that it has to be so that it can't be yain mikito, that means freshly squeezed wine. Rashbam says tirosh. Okay, so grape juice. So vahatani rabbi chia yain mikito lo yavi. You can't bring freshly squeezed grape juice on the mizbeach. It has to be yain hamashaker. V'im hevi kasher. But b'diavad, it is kosher. V'kevan im hevi kasher, seeing as on the mizbeach, even on the mizbeach, b'diavad, it's kosher. Ananaf im chatchila nami. Then for our purposes, for kiddush, where it's not actually a korban on the mizbeach, so even chatchila, we can use it. Da'amar rava, sochit adam esh kosher anavim, v'omeh alav kiddush hayom. You're stuck without wine. You've got a bunch of grapes. Take it, squeeze it, and you can make kiddush over it. So it might be the wine from the top of the barrel or from the bottom of the barrel. What's the problem with that? Because at the bottom of the barrel, it's got lots of sediment in it, and at the top of the barrel, it's got sort of a bloom on the top, so it doesn't look or taste quite so good. Again, Bahatani Rabbi Chia, maybe Pion Mishela, or Yavivi, maybe Kasher. Game from his bear, but the Avat is Kasher. So, Ve'el Alamote, Yain Kushi, Borek, Hilistun, Shalmar Seifen, Shal Simukim. So, it's to exclude these various types of wine. If you look in the Rashbam, it says Kushi, it's very dark wine. Borek Lavan Varahu, it's an inferior type of wine. Hilistun Yain Matok V'chalash Ma'od, very sweet and weak wine. That Moscato d'Asti, the Bartanura, that's also white, but even if it was red, that's a sweet, weak wine. Shalmarte Klova Stam Yain Shalmarte Shalonivdak, a wine that you just don't know what its pedigree is. And shel tzimukim parchiyin aravim yaveshim vasemer hen yayin. That's raisin wine. Raisin wine, we don't have it much, but our grandmothers or great grandmothers used to make raisin wine. Take raisins and you'd soak them and leave it to stand for a couple of weeks, and the water would absorb the taste of the raisins. That was the type of wine that they had. We'll come on to that a little bit later. That again, all of these, which seem to be inferior types of wine. So what is it going to be that you can't bring? You can't use it. Yain kosseis, mazug, mugula, v'shel shmarim, v'shel rechora. So these are all types of wines where something has essentially has happened to them, so that they've been changed in some form. Look at Rashbam, Yain Kosei, Su Yain Hanim Kama Chanut Upasulu, Dulo Habe Sheikhar, Lora Yot Sheikhar, Kiyai Mikitot, so for me Hali Yot Sheikhar. Seems to be some sort of, maybe some sort of pasteurized wine even, grapes which is never going to, never going to mature in any way. So there's something, perhaps something's been put into it to stymie that process. It's very diluted. It's been left out overnight. Maybe a snake has deposited its venom there, or shall shemarim temed, it's just the dregs at the bottom, sherech or ram musrach, it smells bad. All of the, it does taste of wine, so any of those things. Oh, these, even if you brought them on the mizbeach, they're no good. So Lumote Ma, Ilumote Kosei, Splutu Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, Ilumote Mazu Gilui Lai, Dama Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Motim Chacham and Rabbi Yosef Koshel Brachashim, Mivarkan Alav Sheitin Lutochol Mayim. So Kosei, we said, is a machloket, actually, whether it's not good. And if it's mazug, even though it's no good for the Mizbeach, for drinking purposes, it's actually, it's improved. For Koshel Bracha, you're supposed to dilute it. In antiquity, their wines were very, very strong, and you wanted to dilute it. Or our wines are also strong, but you know, we drink wine not as a regular beverage. They drank it as a regular beverage, but they obviously had to dilute it, otherwise they'd have been sort of walking around in a drunken stupor all day. Ilmoti Mugules Sakanai. So that's, you know, an obvious consideration. You've got the shemarim, the sediment, and you add three parts of water, and the sediments absorb, or the water absorbs the moisture in the sediment, and you end up with four parts water. Chamra ma'aliyahu, that would be very good. Idurama tlata va'ata tlata upalga, and if it's less. That you extract from the sediment. So, actually, what we're excluding is yain sherei chora. It smells bad. It could be that it was yain megula, where the concern is that perhaps a snake has deposited its venom, but you've strained it, so you've removed the venom. So is this something that you would offer, that you would bring to a ruler, to an officer? It's not kavod for an officer, so therefore it's not kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. And then by Mnei Rav Kana, Chamu Ad Rav Mishashim, Rav Chama Chivarian Mahu. What about white wine? Amalei Altere Yayin Ki Yitadam, so a passage from Mishlei, indicating that wine is normally red. So if it's not red, then it's not counted as wine. So in any event, we see that from this Gemara that at least in certain respects, the wine that one uses for kiddush should be wine that is suitable for the mizbeach, at least b'diavad. Now, if we look in the Rambam, that's the way that the Rambam paskens. Eim kachin el ayayin haroyin nasech agav ha-mizbeach. Fichach im nitarek bo dvash ol se'or, afilu kitipat achar dal b'chavik b'dola, eim kachin alav. So the Rambam says, even if it's adulterated in some way, you can't make kiddush over it. So he brings a Yishmi Shematir, who disagrees and says it's an actual fact. So the only type of wine which is invalid is a wine which is intrinsically off, as it were, rather than something being added to it. So, Yaisha Rechora, it's gone bad. Or Magula, it's been left uncovered. Or Mavusha, you've changed its makeup. by boiling it up. Those you couldn't use. And then the Ravid says that he follows the Yeshu Martirin, according to the Rishonim, you can use kunditun. Kunditun is a wine which is sweetened with honey and spices, something like that, and it would be permissible. So the Rambam is strict, but the Ravid is makel on this point. And if we look in Shulchan Aruch, Reishayim Bet, Ibchet, it says, Mekadshin Rayayim Vushal Vayayim Sheish Bodavash, Yishon Yishayim Mekadshin Aleihem So Machloket. Seems that the Mechaber is essentially paskening that it's all right, because they've got Stam and Yesh Omrim. We follow the Stam. And the Rama says, I mean, I'm Kadesh after you, a Yesh Lo Yayin Acher, so the minhag is to use such wines if it's a superior wine. If it's not a superior wine, then the Shulchan Aruch would seem to want us to use something which isn't mevushal or doesn't have anything added to it. So in general, you know, we tend not to worry about it. We'll make kiddush over yayin mevushal, certainly over grape juice. People make kiddush over grape juice. Grape juice is pasteurized, so it's mevushal. Certainly that's acceptable. It seems that from the Rama, if you've got two bottles of wine in front of you, one's mevushal and one's not mevushal, and there's no difference between the two of them, then it would be preferable to use the mevushal. The non-mevushal. Rav Soloveitchik apparently was very strict on it. I think the minhag, certainly amongst Ashkenazim, is not to worry too much about it. Okay, so that's the wine. The question about white wine, which also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a hiddur to use red wine. Mishnah Berurah says so long as it's not lavan biyoter. So I don't know exactly what lavan biyoter means, but actually, if you look at wines, champagne, I think, is a very pale wine. It's real champagne. It's a very, very pale wine. It's not quite clear, but it's very, very pale, as opposed to other white wines, which are much more yellowy in complexion. So maybe, you know, maybe that's the difference that he's suggesting there. Okay, let's go on to the question now of Chamar Medina. So does it have to be Davka wine, or can it be Chamar Medina? Because we find in other instances of Koshel Bracha that it doesn't actually necessarily need to be wine. You can use Shechar instead. For example, for a wedding, for the Birkot Erusin. So the Rambam says you bring a koss of wine or Shechar. The Birkat HaMazon, one could use Shechar rather than using wine. But as far as Kiddush, possibly Havdalah is concerned, but certainly as far as Kiddush, we're seeing this special din of it having to be Yayin, and it's ideally being some sort of Yayin which is suitable for the Mizbeach. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. So let's look in Simon Reishayin Aleh, Reishayin Betz, Iftet. So you've got no wine available. You know, it could be, you know, you're stuck on, you're driving up to Manchester on a Friday, 15 minutes before Shabbat, you realise you're not going to make it, you pull off at a service station and check into the Holiday Inn or the Happy Lodger or whatever it's called, and that's where you're going to be for Shabbat. You've got no wine with you, no grape juice. So it's a machloket whether you can use anything else. Machloket Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rosh says, oh, at night, you make Kiddush over the pot. Why? So it's in the daytime. We spoke last week about what's the nusach of Kiddush in the daytime. The nusach of Kiddush in the daytime is just borei pri agafe. So on Friday night, if you're not going to use the wine and you're using pat, so you're making it clear that this is, you're not just making hamotzi, but you're making Kiddush as well, because you say the nusach of Kiddush. In the daytime, well, always you start off your meal with hamotzi. So you sit down and make hamotzi. There's no difference between that hamotzi and a hamotzi by itself. You've done nothing to indicate that it's Kiddush. So you need to say a bracha over something before you start the meal. So that's the minhag. We don't make Kiddush on night over Chama Medina. We will in the day if you've got nothing else. Now, under what circumstances can one use Chamar Medina? The Mechaber has said, there's no wine available. But what if wine is available? So the Rama says, if there's wine in the city, you shouldn't make Kiddush over the pat. If you've got the Rama said, meaning you could go next door and get a bottle of wine or somebody, then why bother making it? Don't make it over the pat. It's really very much lechatchila one should be making Kiddush over the wine and not over the pat. Now, what in the day about what are the circumstances under which you can use Chamar Medina? So the Rama said, if you've got no wine, you can use Sheikhar. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kaf Tet. If wine is available, then you should make Kiddush in the daytime over wine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the yain is biyoker, it's expensive. Wine's expensive. And people don't drink wine very much because it's so expensive. So even very frum people don't use wine in the daytime. The song can atman di rama kilim baze, but they use the Chamar Medina. Mishem varich gam bayom al hayayim, but I also mitzvah min hamuvchar. But, the wine is a bit more expensive. So, but it's still mitzvah min hamuvchar, even though you could find grounds to use the Chamar Medina. Nevertheless, you should really try and avoid it. So, two ha'arot about this. Firstly, we're talking about, where the yayin is very much biyoker, and you're going to be using something else which is cheaper. So a lot of people like to, make Kiddush Shabbos morning over a shot of whiskey. I'm not sure that the whiskey is any cheaper than the wine. I suppose it depends how much wine you have and how much whiskey you have and what wine you're using and what whiskey. But it's difficult to say. Bearing in mind, a bottle of Kiddush wine isn't so expensive, and a bottle of decent whiskey is much more expensive than Kiddush wine. So that seems to be bad grounds. How does it fit in with what we said? There's no yain matsui. So it must be, if it's very expensive, then that's the equivalent of ein yain matsui. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a physical impossibility to get your hands on wine, but it's like, in the same way that wine's difficult to use if it's not available. So here also it's just expensive, so it's somewhat similar. So you can use sheikhar. V'im chaviv lo yain saruf, yachol l'kadesh alav yom l'chatchila b'mdinatenu. If you prefer whiskey, so then you can, or brandy,
Saudi or whatever it is, then you can use that lechatchila shuv chama medina. Why? Because here we've got two considerations. Number one, it's chama medina. Number two, I don't know which one's number one and which one's number two, but it's a combination of chamar medina and chaviv. So in the daytime kiddush, Mishnah Berurah is paskening, if it's chaviv, then you can use something else. That's no, I don't think so. That's no, you the bimdin for you is shehu chamar medina. That's the base. It's because it's Chamar Medina. If it was not Chamar Medina, so then you couldn't use it. If you're in Dubai for Shabbat, so I believe that foreigners are allowed alcohol, but in Dubai, whiskey is not Chamar Medina. Because if you're a local, then you'll get put in prison. Or maybe worse. So therefore, you couldn't claim that it was Chamar Medina. In London, you could claim possibly that it's Chamar Medina. Achshi Zahenikach Kos Machazik Reviit. So he says, oh, you need to have a Kos holds a Reviit. So it's no good having a little shot glass to use for that. It needs to be a proper Reviit, and you need to drink Melon Lugmav. You need to drink a cheekful of the sheikhar, just like you need to do with the wine as well. And he says, if you can't, you know, it's all you've got is 59% whiskey, and there's no way you can drink melonugma, then possibly if you share the cost around, then you could. So where's this notion of people making kiddush over a tiny shot glass? That's based on a Bach. The Bach in could pay something in Hilchot Brachot. So the Bach said, when we talk about the shear of liquids for Bracha Achrona, so it's a Reviit. The Bach says with Yain Saruf, so it doesn't need to, the shear is less. What's the shear of whiskey? I don't know, 25 cc or 50 cc, but certainly not 86 CC, whatever we say a Reviit is. So therefore, he says you can say Bracha Achrona over that. So some people adopt that. Lemaisa, we don't. I don't think we pasken that way. It's also got a Chumrah as well. So everybody talks about the Kula. Chumrah is if you were making Havdalah say over beer. So you'd lichara need to have either a pint or a half a pint because that's the share for a beer, one could argue. In any event, it still seems to me that there's some hiddur at least in using wine, unless you don't like wine. If you mamish don't like wine, so then in the Friday night you should still use it. In the daytime, then it seems that Chamar Medina would be better, provided you're using a shear. I've never seen anybody fill up a becha, a proper silver becha, that's with whiskey and make kiddush over it. Whenever I've seen any in Northwest London, when I've seen anybody do it, they always do it over a shot glass, which I think is. Sorry?
I think it's got a shear of whiskey.
Right, in Scotland it might be a bit bigger. So there's a question, what falls into the category of Chamar Medina? So there's a range of shitot. From some of the Rishonim it certainly seems that it needs to be what the normal beverage that people drink is whatever it is. So people don't usually drink water or wine, they usually drink beer. That's, you know, which in medieval times was often the case. The water was very bad quality, it had lots of the germs in it and stuff, and therefore they drank a low alcohol beer where the alcohol killed off the bacteria and stuff. So that was mainly what they drank. So, according to some Rishonim, nowadays there's no such thing as Chamar Medina. In terms of, you know, people drink water. That's what. Now, you could argue, perhaps, that in England, one could argue perhaps that it's tea, or maybe coffee. You know, some people, you know, will drink, you know, 8 to 10 cups of tea a day. So I remember when my late grandparents used to come and stay with us. My mother always used to say that. She spent a whole day making cups of tea for them. All they drank was one cup of tea after another cup of tea. There was a, I don't know if it's true in our generation, but certainly once upon a time, you know, maybe 50 years ago, people of a certain generation, they just drank cups of tea all day. So that could be Khamar, that could well be Khamar Medina. Whether or not today there's anything that fits into that category is questionable. So if Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, he wrote Moshe Archaim Chelebek Simon Ayin Hay, where he says the definition of Khamar Medina is something that is drunk for social purposes rather than for functional purposes. Discusses, can you use lemonade or Coca-Cola or something like that? So some Achronim dismiss this just as, you know, that's just flavoured water. It's everybody agrees that you can't use water. Even if water's the Khamar Medina, water doesn't count. You can't make Kiddush over, or Haftalah over water. So flavoured water, Likara, is much the same. So Rav Moshe says that for anything which you serve as a social drink rather than a practical drink is Khamar Medina. So he says, Coca-Cola, you drink it to quench your thirst. Yeah, it's true. You'll also have a glass of Coke, you know, to be social. You go to a reception and you don't want an alcoholic drink, so you'll drink a glass of Coke. But it's essentially used for quenching your thirst. As opposed to a drink which you would, a guest comes to your house, can I offer you something for sociable, you know, come and sit down, let's have a drink together, you'll pour them something nice. So that would count as, Khamar Medina. So according to Rav Moshe, most alcoholic drinks would count as Khamar Medina. Pure fruit juices, you know, freshly, you know, a Tropicana, not necessarily the Tesco value made from concentrate. That might just be essentially water, but certainly pure fruit juices would be acceptable according to Rav Moshe. But not everybody agrees with that. I've brought just made a reference to Rav Avadi Yosef, where he says he's very strict. He says it's got to be alcoholic. The name, the term sheikhah, that's what the Rishonim used to describe it. So it needs to be alcoholic. It's not alcoholic. It's not valid. He says that if you use even fresh fruit juice, then it's, and you would use that for Kiddush or Havdalah, thinks it would be Bracha Levatalah of the Kiddush and the Havdalah. The Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting piece in Reish Ayin Beth. He says that the Minhag of the Gedolim said was to use milk for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat. How could you use milk? So interesting, Rav Moshe thinks that milk is a social drink. So maybe it was when he wrote that tshuva. I don't think nowadays nobody would, you know, come round to my house, oh, you know, can I give you a beer, you know, a scotch or a glass of milk? Maybe in the 1970s when there was that, so a couple of you might, one if you might remember, milk has got a lot of bottle. Do you remember that advert? As milk has got a lot of bottle. So maybe then it was a social drink. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, how is it that they make Havdalah on milk when it doesn't really seem to fit into Khamar Medina? So he says, where he was, wine was difficult to get hold of, and there was always questions about the kashrus, and people didn't like to use the wine. So people used raisin wine. But raisin wine, there's still a question really about the bracha. For raisin wine, is it Y.P. Agafen or is it Charcot? What the concentration is, etc., etc. So Friday night, you've got no choice. Friday night, you have to make Kiddush on wine. So, okay, we'll use raisin wine Friday night. Shabbat day, you'll use beer or whiskey or whatever it is, or vodka probably where the Aruch HaShulchan was. So you'll use those beverages. But comes Haftarah, nobody wants to drink a revit of vodka on Motzei Shabbat when you've got plenty to do. So Minet Brera, they used milk. Sorry, you had a question?
Yes.
And important topic is the question of Kiddush Barach on Suuda. So you've got a question? Yeah.
Yeah,
let's move on to the question now of Kiddush Barach on Suuda. So we've got a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, which establishes for us that Kiddush has to be Barach on Suuda. This is on Daf Kuf of Amud Aleph. We won't go through the Gemara inside ourselves now. We'll just look at the first Rashbam. So the Rashbam, the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, which is who we follow in this regard, that Afyidei Kiddush lo Yatsu, that this is talking about Kiddush in Shul, that Friday night the Chazan makes Kiddush in Shul, and people don't eat or drink, they just listen to it. He drinks the wine, or some child drinks the wine, whatever. And when they go home, they're going to have to make Kiddush again, because Kiddush was Shelo b'makom Su'uda. It wasn't in conjunction with their meal. So look at that Rashbam, the first Rashbam. Why aren't you Yotzei Kiddush if you make it Shelo b'makom Su'uda? Because the Parashim and Tamali Kame, Ein Kiddush Shelo b'makom Su'uda, Dichtiv, he's got a pasuk, Karata l'Shabbat Oneg. You should proclaim Shabbat a delight. Meaning, or darshaning it, where you make the declaration about Shabbat, i.e. you make Kiddush, Shantei Oneg, that's where you have to have the Oneg, that's the meal. Midrash, that's a drasha. Inami svarahu, or it might be just logical. Ikba kiddush al hayayin, kiddush al hayayin, kiddush al hayayin, mistam al hayayin, shevshat suda hukbad chashiv. Presumably, talking about the wine that comes with the meal, rather than just a random cup of wine. In any event, we've got a din that Kiddush has to be Makom Suda, and if you don't make it the Makom Suda, then you're not Yotzei Kiddush. So the Gemara gives the example, you make Kiddush somewhere, and then it turns out you've got no food, whatever, you can't eat there, and you have to go somewhere else to eat. Then you'll have to make Kiddush again. You know, if you make Kiddush Friday night at home at the table, and then as soon as you've drunk the wine, I don't know, the burglar alarm goes off, and it's really, really loud, and all the lights in the house go out, there's been some malfunction of all your electrics, and you've got to go out of the house and go to a neighbour to eat. You can't eat and you've got crying baby and whatever, I don't know. Then you'd have to make Kiddush again. Your first Kiddush would be Kiddush Levatala. So there are a number of details here. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch Rishon and Gimel Se'if Aleph. Ein Kiddush Makom Su'uda, V'aychecha Mipina L'Pina Chashuv Makom Echad. So the first question is, what's the definition of Makom Su'uda? So you're in a big hall. So Makom Suda, in Bayit Hakam Pina, that's definitely fine. So you're, yeah, it's a shul kiddish. And downstairs, I don't know, in the Kinloss suite at Kinloss, enormous hall. And the drinks are at one end, and you make Kiddush at one end, then you go to the other end of the hall to get your food. That would be fine. That's not a problem at all. Shem Kiddush Lechol B'Fina, Sukhanim Lech Lechol B'Fina, Cheret, Afinu Trakin Gadol, and Tarak Lachzol Kaddish. And the Rama says, what's he talking about there? It's talking about where you've got an indoor sukkah. So I might have thought, seeing as the indoor sukkah is essentially a separate rashut in terms of the sukkah is concerned, so I might have thought it's like somewhere else. Therefore, if I make Kiddush in the house and I'm going to eat in the sukkah, that won't work. So no, that's also fine. Well, because the Achronim discussed, asked, what's the Kiddush here of the Rama? It has to be, otherwise it's Mibay Labayit. if your sukkah's out in the garden, then it's no different to the next case. The next case is the Yishon Shikol Shero Emekomor Afilu Mibayit Lachatzer Ein Sarach Lachzor Lekadesh. So according to this, you make kiddush inside, and you're going to eat outside in the sukkah, so that would be all right. Why might you want to do that? Because to get everybody out into the sukkah to wash, to make kiddush, and then back into the house to wash, and then back into the sukkah. You know what? It's easier. Let's just make kiddush in the house. We can see the sukkah. And then we'll go outside. We'll see that's rejected, this shita anyhow. The Yishon Rishik, Yishon Ma'akom Echad, Al-Dah La'echol B'Ma'akom Acher, Shapir Dami. You make Kiddush in one place with the intention of eating somewhere else, then it's all right. Hushay Yishnei Amakom Ha'Bavayt Echad, provided it's both places are in the one building, you go Mecheta Lcheta Me'igra La'ara, one room to another, or from the rooftop balcony downstairs. So, the Mishnah Brura talks about where the Mechaber said that the Yesh Omrim, that you can be Mibayit Lechatzer. He says in the second line, he says, "For English Shmochal Data Yesh Omrim was there." Right, but the Inyam Tiyafad B'Shat HaTachok. So really, you shouldn't be so big on this. So this question came up in our shul. Our shul is here, and we don't have a function hall yet. So what we like to do in the summer, or even the winter if it's not terribly cold, is we have the kiddush outside. So it suggested a few years ago, because it takes time for everybody to get out of shul, and people want to start eating, and etc., etc., etc. So it suggested, why don't we make kiddush inside shul at the end of the tefillah? And then everybody can go outside, and when they're outside, then they can eat, and it's not going to be a problem. But this Mishnah Brura won't allow it, because he's rejected Mibayit Lechatzer. However, if it's Mibayit Echad with Dat, then it's all right. So a lot of shuls, what they do is they actually make kiddush after Adon Olam on Shabbat morning. They make kiddush in shul with the intention that everybody's then going to go to the Simcha Hall or the function suite or whatever it's called. And, you know, if you've got 500 people in shul, it takes a long time to get everybody into the other hall. It doesn't matter. So you don't need to make that announcement. They make it, please do not eat or drink in kiddush that's been recited by the rabbi. You can take that out of the nusach of the end of the tefillah. Last line of Adon Olam. Please do not eat or drink until kiddush has been recited by the rabbi. You can take that bit out because it's in the one building with Dart. That's a good way of doing it. Now the next question is, what counts as Suda for our purposes? Now, on the face of it,
so the eating and drinking before kiddush has been made counts as Makos Suda.
No. Sorry. I'm just saying they like to announce in shuls. You know, they don't want everybody.
I'm just understanding what
I'm saying. You don't, you know, because you made kiddush in shul.
Yeah.
So everybody heard kiddush. So kiddush has been made. So now they can go downstairs and eat. They don't need to drink. They don't need to drink. They don't need to. Yeah. Okay. The Acharonim don't like it. Yeah, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, that b'shat ha'dekak she'no yachol lisob b'makom ha'kiddush. B'shat ha'dekak, you know, you can do it. You know, I don't know, if you were, you know, b'shat ha'dekak, if you were in Dubai, you know, where you have to make kiddush in your hotel room. No, that's in the same, but yeah, you know, and you can look out of your window and see the restaurant somewhere else where, you know, but they won't allow alcohol. You know, in the restaurant, you know, where you're eating. Okay, so, you know, but essentially we don't follow it.
What about the last question?
Yeah, we just said we follow that. Yeah. No, the third one we follow. Sorry? Yeah, spoke about before. Okay, let's look at Sifhei now. So what's the definition of Asuda? Katwaganim Hadain Kidushan Rakom Suda Afilachal Davar Muat. So it doesn't need to be a full Suda, it can be Davar Muat. Or Shata Kosiyayin Shekhayal Habracha Yatsayde Kidushan. You drank a revered of wine. Seems to be from the acronym in addition to the Malulugmav. So in terms of the Malulugmav for Kiddush, and then the Suda was a further revered. Yatsayde Kiddush Makal Sudav Gomer Sudav Makal Macher. But Davka Achal Lechem or Shata Yayin Aval Achal Peirot Lo. Right, so it needs to be Lechem or Yayin, but not Peirot. Of course, there's something in the middle there. That's what about Mazonot? Is that comparable to Peirot, or is it comparable to Lechem? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Kafe. Shata Yayin, but Kol Shekeinu Vachal Minei Targima Mehei Minim Diatza. Meaning that, what's the issue about Yayin? The issue about Yayin is that you say a main shalosh over it. So essentially, so Mine Tagima must be at least as good. I mean, for all that Peirot, you also say main shalosh over. But Mine Tagima is better than Yayin. It's more of a Suda. Aval Sheikhar Shamashkin, Afilu Hayu Chama Medina, Ein Yotzebam B'Makom Suda, the Lost Eyes Halev Gemor Yayin. So even though you might be able to make your Kiddush over whiskey, B'Shat HaTachak, you can't have that as your meal as well. You've got to eat something proper. By the Kiddush Rabbi Akiva, Ege V'Tos Fet Shabbat, Shal Chichu T'le Kama Rishonim, Ein Yotzeb De Kiddush B'Makom Suda, Ein Yotzeb Kos Yayin, Ha'okei Neresh, Ein Ha'kel Barzel B'Makom HaTachak. Okay, but certainly seems that mazonot is fine. That's the minhag, you know. You have a kiddush in shul, and you serve mazonot, and that's definitely going to be fine. B'shat hadachak, you can rely on the kos shel yayin, and that's what the Rama is talking about. Look at the Rama. Rafiza hayamutal mor on Sunday b'shtom mikos shel mila b'shabbat b'shachrit im shotim kishil. So you have a Brit Milah at the end of Tefillah. There's no Kiddush for whatever reason in Shul, but you know they're not serving food. So there's the bracha on the kos afterwards. So how can you drink the kos? Because you can't drink before you've made Kiddush. And if this doesn't count as Kiddush because there's no Suda. So how could you drink the kos? Therefore, you drink the kos plus a further revi'et, and then that'll cover you as kiddush b'makom suda, and also for the milah. But we say the minhag is to give it to a tinok. Why is that? That is because we don't like to do mitzvot chavilot. So we prefer to do birkat milah by itself and then kiddush separately. The minhag in you could get away with that. So a question that often comes up. And then in the next Mishnah Berurah you've got a day that you know b'shat hadachak you can rely on peirot or things. So that you know could be you go to a kiddush, an ufruf kiddush or whatever, and you get there, you haven't had any, you know, it's now, you know, 12 o'clock, you've been, you know, all morning in shul. You've walked 20 minutes to the kiddush, you get there, and all there is some pickled herring and some pickled cucumbers and some scotch. I don't know, you know, it's nothing to have for kiddush. They're out of grape juice, they're out of wine, out of cake, kichel, kuchen, the lot, not even any bisli. And you've got another 25 minutes to walk home. No, so you can have a suda of herring, pickled cucumbers, and whiskey. Your breath will smell terrible afterwards, but that's not discussed in the halacha. So a question that comes up, I've been asked by a lot of colleagues, can you do this on Friday night? Everybody knows Shabbat morning, you know, we make kiddush like that, but people generally don't on Friday night. But now a lot of shuls, they like to attract people, so they put on a kiddush Friday night, or special occasions, you know, if New Year's Eve is a Friday night, so they'll do try and get everybody into shul. So you'll put on a kiddush after shul. And sometimes the rabbis say, "Okay, we're doing that. Is it all right for them to eat there, or not. So the answer is that it is. It's where does this halacha come up? This halacha comes up in Reishayin Bet, or in Reishayin Gimel, which is the halachot of Friday night Kiddush. So it's none of the poskim make Reishayin Gimel. None of the poskim make any distinction. Sometimes happens in the winter. You've got guests coming Friday night, and they're not coming. Shabbat comes in at 3:30. They're not coming for dinner till 7 o'clock for whatever reason. So you come home from shul. You can make kiddush, piece of cake, learn parasha, and then your guests will come. And that's fine. Did you have a question there?
Yeah,
it's
something we learned last week. Would having a form of sliver in shul kiddush with a suda element be a problem vis-a-vis if, let's say, a father, a male,
okay, so an interesting question. If he's so then for a he's been yotzei. This goes back to our question from last week. Yeah, that if you've been here now, he's definitely been yotzei. There, basically, we got around it by saying that nobody's yotzei with kiddush in shul. But yeah, if you're right, if a man goes to shul Friday night and they're serving Yerushalmi kugel and cake, and he's yotzei with that kiddush, and then he comes home, and his wife's at home and hasn't had kiddush, then in that case, it would definitely be better for her to make her own kiddush. Yeah, good question. Yeah, yeah. If there's any men at home, then it wouldn't be a problem. If there are any men who need to be yotzei, it wouldn't be a problem. There's an important bio halacha, who brings from Sefer Maasei Rav, that's the practices of the Gra, Kazosha Gra, Af Mekidush Hayom Lo Hayam Akadish El Makom Suda Gemura, Volumine Targima O Yayin. So, you know, there is ground to be strict and to regard it as a Kula, to have even Minimus or not. So we're not, we generally don't follow that, but those who are strict in all areas, so there is grounds to be strict. Part of the question is, what's the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda? This is the long test. Is it a din in Kiddush, or is it a din in the Suda? Meaning, if it's a din in Kiddush, then all I need to have is Minei Targima. So I can't just make Kiddush by itself. I have to eat something with it to give the Kiddush more chashivut. The Karata, the Shabbat, when do I do this kriya? Oneg. At the time of, you know, in conjunction with Oneg. If I don't do it with Oneg, then I'm not yotzei. The other possibility is to say, no, it's a din in the Suda of Shabbat, but the Suda of Shabbat should, the Lashon of the Rambam is, it's a mitzvah to be koveya the Suda al Hayayin. That it's a din in the Sudot of Shabbat, they should be, you should have these Sudot in conjunction with wine. And Friday night and Shabbat day, that involves Kiddush. And therefore, just having Minei Targima won't work. So certainly, my minhag, and I think other people have this minhag as well, in the daytime it's easy. Daytime we have a Kiddush in shul, always when we get home, sit down to lunch, even if everybody's had Kiddush and been yotzei with Kiddush in shul, we make Kiddush again at the table. That's to give the Suda chashivut. Friday night, it's harder to do that. If you've had Kiddush in shul with your Yerushalmi kugel and whatever, then you can't make the bracha, the long bracha of Kiddush again. That'll be a problem. But there could be grounds to say that even make Shabbos day Kiddush at home when you get home Friday night. That's to be covered the Suda al-Hayayin. Jonathan? Yeah. No. It's not Doraita. It's definitely not Doraita. It's either a drasha or a misvara. That's what the Rashbam said. But that's how Chazal. It can't be Doraita because Kiddush al Hayayin is only to Rabbanan. So Kiddush Barakon Suda can't be Doraita. Okay, we're running out of time, so we're just going to touch on the next couple of points. So there's a question about the type of kos. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Chuvik, Rav Moshe Archaim Kelek Gimel Simon Lamed Tet, where he says you can't use a paper disposable plastic, you know, disposable cup for Kiddush. It needs to be a proper, kos. And therefore, this is no good at all. Sitz Eliezer disagrees. And says no, it's a cost for these purposes. The problem with a cost which has got the base is damaged. That's the thing. You can't use a cost that the base is damaged. But that's fine. That's it was made to be a nice cost, and now it's got its base damaged. Here it was always made to be like this. So he says he doesn't think it doesn't think it's a problem. If you look at Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, he also says that l'chatchila hidur mitzvah, you shouldn't use disposable cost. That's something different. Rav Moshe was saying that it seems to be, you know, it's a psul in Kiddush. Where he's saying no, it's just like hidur mitzvah. You know, everybody has a nice silver cost for Kiddush. Don't use a disposable one. But if you haven't got anything else, you can. It doesn't matter. Brings down in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman in the footnotes. That disposable cups, you know, are used, you know, in nice contexts. It's not a problem to use it. Final point to discuss is being also to eat before you make kiddush. So that's din yonota after when Shabbat comes in Friday night. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything before Kiddush. Generally speaking, we talk about, you know, with when you've got a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, there's often an issur ta'ima. But we do allow you, at least if necessary, to have a glass of water. It's a question before you bet shlulav in the morning, before you hear Megillah. So ideally, you shouldn't even have a glass of water. But we certainly say that min hadin, you're allowed to. With Kiddush Friday night, you're not even allowed to have a glass of water. Why not? That's because of the chashivut of Kiddush. Chashivut of Kiddush is so important that we don't allow you to have anything. So the din applies also Shabbat day. Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Pei Tet that Shabbat day, before tefillah, you can have a glass of water because you haven't yet got you're allowed to drink before tefillah, you're allowed to drink water before tefillah, and you haven't yet got, it's not a problem of eating before Kiddush because the chiyuv of Kiddush hasn't yet kicked in. Okay, the Kiddush, so seeing as you've got no Kiddush doesn't apply till after you've davened. I.e., there's no Kiddush till you can eat a Suda. That's important because there's a Bi'ur Halacha. Bi'ur Halacha says, "Misha hutalo lechov lishok kodim tefillah." So you're a sick person, an ill person, need to eat something before you go to Shul Shabbat morning. You've got medication today, you can't take it from an empty stomach, so you need to have a banana, whatever. So the Bi'ur Halacha says that you need to make Kiddush first. Eat some Zonot, and then eat your banana. Don't need to have the banana now. Then you can have your medication. So Rav Moshe's got a tshuva on this. He says he doesn't think that makes sense. He says there's no chiyuv kiddush till after shacharit. There's no chiyuv kiddush. But he says kvar horez hakein, that this is what the Bi'ur Halacha paskened, so we'll follow that. It's Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata makes a distinction. So if you're just having some fruit or something like that, a yogurt, whatever it might be, so then you don't need to make kiddush before. But if you're having divrei mafe, you're having some cake or biscuits, certainly if you're having some bread, so then you should make kiddush beforehand. Okay, Adkan.